So, okay, just a sec. This Graham Thickens in the pavilion at Demo Spring 2010, and I'm right up front with a company called Sudis from British Columbia, from Vancouver, right, Sean?
Out of sunny Vancouver.
Sunny Vancouver. And Sean Shute is the correct pronunciation?
That's correct.
Okay, and Sean, you're executive VP of BizDev and what?
BizDev.
There you go. Okay, well, Sudis is a first-time company at Demo.
That's correct.
But a company that's been around since 2007. So why don't you give us a little update on where you've been and what, and particularly what you're bringing and showing tomorrow when you go on stage.
So we're announcing, in addition to our product line, and our products are called Business Central, and they're an all-in-one appliance that's designed for small business, small office, so 25 users and under. And we like to say we're not for corporate Ford, but we're for the Ford dealership. If that makes sense. So
absolutely.
It's more than, it's bigger than just small business, it's small office as well.
Yeah.
What we're announcing at Demo is the Business Central 5880, which is an addition to the Business Central 200 that we have today. And I know that we're doing an audio interview here, but if you could see the screen, what we basically have on the left-hand side is all the different components that are inside one appliance. So you've got your router, switch, IP PBX, your Wi-Fi, business server, mail server, and file server, coupled with the firewall, all inside one appliance. And what separates us from everybody else is that it's got one user interface to control it all.
Yeah, so, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and we've spent years and years and years making this system. You know, I was quoted once saying it's brain dead simple. And that's really what we've tried to do. We've tried to make it as easy as possible for the reseller and for the end user. And what we've tried to eliminate is opportunities for just creating headaches.
Right.
Everything to be point and click. So what we've got up here on the screen is you basically have the user interface that shows you all these different components. And you know, if I just go through here and demonstrate things like going in and setting up and configuring the firewall, you click on firewall settings and you basically drag and drop.
Oh, wow.
Over, and it does it for you.
So I could never do this without something like this, but this does look very easy. Yep.
And the same thing, you know, wireless settings. You know how everybody says your wireless thing at home is so easy, and everybody...
Oh, God, I've been there. It's not that easy.
No, so ours is the same thing. You just click on it, you go in, you turn it on, assign a name, select a channel, and hit go, and you're done. Now, some of the things, because we are a phone system capable of both traditional and VoIP. And this is where we really kind of step out, differentiate ourselves from everyone else. So if you wanted to go on, we don't have what the market would call, you know, a generic SIP offering or white label. You have to be a partner of ours. You have to be a CBON, a Bandwidth.com, a Comcast, and so on to be a VoIP provider. So if I go to the screen that says add VoIP services, quite simply, you'd select a partner. In this case, let's go down, let's just select Megapath. You'd click on it, and it forces you to answer four questions. You fill the four cells in, and you're done.
Wow.
Right? And there's no chance for error.
And about how many VoIP providers did you have there? About 10 or 12?
We've got 12 listed up here. I think there's 16 in our menu now.
Okay.
Four that are coming up, and we've got 12 that are active right now.
This really does look easy. I guess you got to see it to believe it. But
now, we're also, so we manufacture the Business Central. We partner with Polycom on the phone side, so we're exclusive to Polycom phones. We're a VIP partner, and I'll show you what that means is, when you go to set a phone up, there is no pre-configuration required. So you plug the phone in, the Business Central auto detects and auto configures.
Uh-huh.
So you basically don't have to do any of the labor. So when I do this, and whatever I'm doing here, I could also do remotely. So from a reseller's point of view, they can pre-configure all this, drop ship it to the customer.
Without even going into the customer's
office. Save all that time
and money.
Oh my gosh. So look here. So this is how you go ahead and you start looking to configure a phone. And this will demonstrate how tight we are with Polycom. There's a picture of the Polycom phone, and you quite simply, if you want to go in and set the buttons, you just simply go in, assign the buttons.
Oh, yeah, very nice. Really nice looking interface.
So the same thing, and if you wanted to reassign that phone to a different employee in the company, simply go over here and say, I want to switch it from Dennis to Martin. Go ahead like that. Save changes. That phone's going to auto-reboot and come up with a new owner.
Yeah. So a customer can have this in their office, or you can have them hosted if it's a larger company that's not going to have it on premises, right?
So a unit goes. So these units are designed. So let's just say we take a chain. We just did a press release today about one of our resellers and one of their customers called Cabinets on the Go, and they have I think 30 locations right now. So they'll have the Business Central 200. Because this one's not out until June. The Business Central 200, they'll have one of these in each office.
Yeah, okay.
And the price point on them, the MSRP price point on these is we have three different prices. Five users and under, it's $2,200. Six users to 12 users, it's $3,200. And 13 to 25, I believe it's $3,900.
Okay.
So it's so affordable. When you look at all these tools
seat.
You get,
yeah,
oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And we push it. We do offer hosted services through partners,
right?
And we are just going to be announcing this week a partnership with ComTouch, so they're going to be providing the virus filtering, the web URL filtering, and a few other things for us. But if you look up on the screen here, we have everything from status and alerts. So your reseller has a complete audit trail of everything that's been done. So let's say a user makes a mistake, they can simply see it. You can check and see if you're running the most current software.
Yeah.
Beautiful. System updates, and if there's an update available, your reseller would be notified, hey, there's new software available, schedule a time, download it, very simple.
Yeah. Now, you're also announcing another big partner tomorrow. Can you talk about that today, or is that embargoed?
We can talk about it.
Okay.
It's SAP.
Yeah.
What we're doing is Sudis is going to be integrating SAP's Business One, which everyone knows is specifically designed for small business.
Yep.
We're going to be fully integrating it into the Business Central 5880, the new product that's coming out in the mid-year.
See. Cool.
So, it's pretty exciting because now what we're doing is we provided all the IT networking and telephony, and now what we're doing is we're providing the business tools as well.
Yep, so CRM type of
so
stuff.
For a reseller, it's a complete business.
Yep.
And we say business right out of the box.
Yeah. Yeah. So as your colleague, Robin Porter, your CEO, was telling me a minute ago, even a real estate agent could afford to buy something like this, just a loan agent. Put
Absolutely.
It in their office and run their whole darn business on it.
Well, and it also makes them come across like a bigger business. And a lot of these small businesses, they want to route calls property. They want to store files property. They want to have... I tell you what a big driver for this product is remote access. And we're also partnered with Counterpath from a soft phone point of view. So we have a lot of... Our resellers have a lot of customers that have global remote workers.
Sure.
And it is so much cheaper to make a phone call with a soft phone as opposed to picking up the traditional and getting charged.
Believe it, yeah.
So we bring a lot of value that way through partnerships.
And so you've spent a lot of time, and it's you yourself doing this, building these relationships over the last couple of years since you founded, right?
I've been around the company for probably 4 years now. So back when we were still a concept, we had software and it wasn't yet on an appliance. So we developed the first one. It was built in China. The next generation is going to be built here in North America. It's a pretty exciting time for us.
Yeah, really. And you say there's about 15 of you on the team?
That's right.
And are you all in British Columbia?
No.
Or are you virtual yourselves?
We're fairly diverse. I mean, the head office, we run out of Vancouver. Our CEO's out of California. We have a part of my biz dev team's down here in California.
In the Bay Area.
Okay. And we have our vice president of global marketing, who you'll hear speak tomorrow. He's out of San Diego.
Oh, really?
We've got a sales engineer and a couple salespeople out of Dallas. Got one out of Atlanta.
Yeah,
so
beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I love it. Well, it really sounds great, Sean. And good luck to you tomorrow. What time do you go on stage?
We're 3:15, I believe, is when it starts. I'm not sure. Between 3:15 and 4.
I'll be there with bells on.
Thank you.
Okay.